All right, so we're looking here, and there's a few areas of probable dysfunction: GI, red blood cell, blood sugar, cardiovascular risk, adrenal and kidney. So we're going to explore those deeper now. Okay. And you can read all the details about why it, you know, why the those assumptions come up. Lipid panel is off, acid base, that's the acid alkaline balance. It's also showing possibility or probability actually of heavy metals, allergy, and inflammation. So let's look there. And I want to look at your vitamins, nutrients. Here we go. And it looks like thiamine, B12, calcium, zinc, and vitamin C. Are you taking any of those, by the way?
I'm taking B12 every morning and vitamin C every morning.
Okay. So let's see.
Both of them liquid.
See these dysfunctions and see if we go through. And are you still on the same meds, the blood pressure and all?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So this is showing some gastric inflammation, metabolic syndrome. That's the insulin resistance, hypochlorhydria. So basically a bunch of stuff with the gut and possibly H. pylori. So let's look at that. I want to see why it's saying H. pylori. Bun protein down, glue, globulin, monocytes. Okay, got it. Okay. All right. So let's take a look. I want to look to see how many back tests you have. This is the practitioner one. So there's a whole lot more description, probably more than you care to read, but it's there. Okay, so your latest tests, you had one from 16, 17, and 20. So nothing in between. All right, let's look at these. I'm going to go to this one first. Okay, let's go to this one first, and then I'll go down and look at the comparisons. What's your diet these days, Joseph?
Say that again.
What's your diet these days? Has it stayed good since you've gone back to work, or?
Right before this, getting these tests done, we went out of town for a week up mm-hmm. to the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So I was off of everything, basically. I had my meds, but the regular diet, I mean, it was still ate fairly clean and all that, but, there's a lot of gluten-free breads there that week.
Okay.
Indulging. But like every morning, I start out with a chia pudding with a bunch of different powders mixed into it.
Mm-hmm.
And astragalus, ashwagandha, mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. And yep. It's a chocolate chia pudding. Okay. And then I take my meds and vitamins with that too, the spray D3 and the liquid B12 and mm-hmm. then phosphatidylcholine and turmeric and
okay.
And then usually I'm taking food from the house to work. Like I've got a big green bean dish here with me tonight. So my diet is usually staying pretty good.
Okay, good. So you're not back to the eating from the truck at work.
Right.
Okay, good. But when I'm looking here at your glucose, the glucose numbers look pretty good. Like hemoglobin A1C is just a little on the high side. Glucose is good, but your insulin is way high. So I'm just going to throw out there that regardless of where you are or what you're doing, I would not be eating bread with this kind right. of insulin level, right? Because it's right. super high, and given, you know, high insulin can cause high blood pressure, right? So, and that's what you're trying to get the control of, right? So
right.
I would just say insulin, foods that require a lot of insulin, like breads, flours, pastas, things like that, whether they're gluten-free or not, should be just eliminated Okay.
That was a conclusion I came to after that, the way I felt at the end of that week. I just said, and I haven't since we've come back. I haven't been getting any, and
stick to that because it's not worth the risk, right? Given
no,
it's just not worth the risk. Okay. Your C-peptide is high, which is really, you know, puzzling. No, it's not. No, it's not, because your insulin is high. Insulin and C-peptide come together. So you have no problem with producing insulin, right? And so the C-peptide shows that. Never mind. Pancreatic function is still intact, but we don't want this. We don't want this.
Right.
I want fasting insulin to be less than 5. Okay. I don't even want your postprandial insulin. Like after you've eaten a big carb meal, I wouldn't even want it that high.
Okay.
Okay. So this is place you got to work. And given, you know, that your glucose fasting is decent, but, and your, hemoglobin A1C, my guess is that it's this, spiky thing. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. Right. If you were to start to, and I would recommend it to test your stuff. Do you use the Freestyle?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
What's it showing? Is it showing any spike? What did it show when you were doing those breads?
Actually, I didn't, it ran out just before we left town for the mountain.
Lucky you, right?
Yeah. So I didn't put it back on until we got back. Normally I'm waking up and it's like 85, sometimes it's lower.
Mm-hmm.
And I rarely is it going over 110. I mean, I mostly keep that pretty down.
Okay. So here's what that's telling me, Joseph. It's telling me that when you eat the way you normally do at home, right? That's right. The diet that keeps you safe, that keeps you in a good range. I would highly recommend that you redo the hemoglobin, not even that, just redo the fasting insulin after you've been back to your regular diet for a good month to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Let's just see where that's at. Okay.
Redo fasting glucose.
Fasting insulin.
Fasting insulin.
Fasting insulin.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, you could test your glucose with your glucometer at home. You don't need to pay money to get that done. Sodium, potassium. Potassium's a little on the low side. And so I would look at are you supplementing potassium? I would look at high potassium foods for that.
Okay. I do liquid minerals.
But it's not enough, right? So that's going to have a variety. The one that you're lower in is potassium. So I would get, you can get a liquid potassium, real easy to get. And I would add that to the regime. That's going to also keep your blood sugar steady too.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. CO2, when it's low, it's really the acid alkaline balance. So it's only slightly low, but you know, the pH paper, have you done that before? Tested your pH?
Yes.
I would start doing that and seeing if you could get your pH to stay consistently in that 6.8 to 7.2 range.
Okay.
Okay.
You can just do that with those little strips, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. And may have some low stomach acid. The protein's low. I think you're probably eating plenty of protein. You could chronometer it and check to see if you are. But usually it's an absorption issue. So you take any bitters with your meals?
No, I got away from that somehow. I was sitting there right in the rack in the kitchen making.
That's where it doesn't help. So yeah, so start with the bitters again. Eat, do it while you're prepping to eat 15 minutes or so before you start to eat.
Okay.
Okay. These are decent. Your serum, you know, it's in the optimal, just the low end of optimal. I mean, I think the stomach acid is going to help with that. Your zinc is a little on the low end, if that's indeed what the Alkfos is. I think the stomach acid is going to help. Do you take any zinc, liquid zinc?
I was. No, I'm not taking any. I need liquid zinc. Okay.
I would take some zinc, maybe about 25 milligrams a day. And do the test that's on the site. I keep saying I'm going to show you guys where this is, but it's on the site under the minerals page, and it teaches you how to test your zinc at home.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. GGT, I like when GGT is low. Yours is optimal. No, I was looking at the other one. Hey, bilirubin, this is fine. You know, this is a very strict program. Like, I think 189 is reasonable for the lipids, but look what happened. This is, you got to recheck the fasting insulin, your triglycerides, and your HDL. Okay, those three, give yourself a month back on this diet and check, because this could easily be because of all that bread you ate, easily.
Fasting insulin, triglycerides, and
HDL.
HDL, okay.
Yep. I want to see the ratio between HDL and triglycerides to be 1:1.
All right.
Yours is 7 or 8:1.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, I'm going to stop and then I'll give you 2 more minutes. All right. Your D is good. Yay.
Hey.
It'd be nice if it was a tiny bit higher. And as we're going into winter, you might want to up your dose just a little pinch.
Okay.
Keep it steady through the winter. Your serum folate is low. Are you eating enough raw green leafy vegetables?
Evidently not.
I think you need to eat more and look at your genes to see if you have an MTHFR SNP. I don't remember if you do or not, but you might want to consider taking a methylfolate until you get that back up.
Okay.
It went all the way down there. Before I clicked and it didn't go, but that one went. Interesting. I think you have to click that green thing. And I wasn't clicking that before. Okay, so RBC hemoglobin. Yeah. I didn't see iron up here. Let's see. Iron. I don't see iron. But your CBC is showing there's a little bit of anemia here. Your MCV is high. So your B12 needs to be upped. You need to up your B12 intake. B12 and folate.
Should it just take it once a day, or is that something that should be?
You can take it just once a day. You just have to take the right amount.
Yeah, that road rage thing you talked about really made me something I had to fight anyway. So I didn't want to go too much with it.
Yeah. You go slowly. So are you taking the B12 right now?
Yes.
Adenosyl, hydroxy, methyl, which one?
Seeking Health, B12.
Liquid?
Yeah, liquid.
Okay. Yeah, so so you can either increase that or you can get some, probably adenosyl to support your mitochondria. and increase that. But definitely the folate, because your serum folate is low.
All right.
All right. And the rest of this eosinophils, any allergies at this point? Because it looks like there's some allergy response here, the eosinophils being high. This one here. This one. Have you been sneezing, sniffly at all?
Sneezing, yes.
Yeah, so there's something. Do you ever take quercetin?
I take one capsule of it every morning with breakfast.
Take two and see if that makes a difference. There may be something inhalant in this ear. I know in Texas here, we get the cedar at this time of year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And who are you? Who's your coach? Who's your main coach? Is it Lisa? No.
Well, Lisa Filardi and Mahala are the two.
Okay, so Mahala's the group and Lisa. Okay, yeah. Has Lisa seen this report yet? Have you had an appointment with her since this all came out?
Yes, I have. We were having a bunch of confusion about getting these uploaded to her, but I think she's seen them now.
Okay, good. So next appointment you have with her, go over what we talked about and she'll have more time to go through a little bit deeper.
All right, great.
Okay,
thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.